It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Fall enrollment at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus is up 2% overall the past 2 years, and much of that can be attributed to minority students. U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler says 15% of this fall's freshman class is underrepresented minorities or Hispanic, African American, and Native American. Other peer institutions include Asian and multiracial students in their diversity data. Kaler says that figure at the U of I is 35%, and she says new students overall are taking on more challenging coursework.
Another thing that's been really exciting and maybe a tiny bit surprising to us is that we've experienced continued interest across the board, but the greatest growth we've had in applications was in science, technology, engineering, and math, so the STEM fields, and that's very exciting.
Meanwhile, average ACT scores of new U of I students increased from 28.2 to 28.4, and average SAT scores for West Coast area students are up 22 points to 1337. Champaign City Council members have unanimously rejected a panel's suggestion that they receive an increase in salary. The City Council Compensation Task Force recommended no raise for the office of mayor, who makes $35,000 a year, but it sought to raise council members' salaries from $5,000 to $6,000 annually. The changes would have gone into effect in 2015. Councilmember Paul Faraci says it's not the right time when taxpayers have already been asked to pay more.
People that are paying attention have seen City Council in the last 6 months raise fees and taxes. And to give ourselves a raise, whether it's 5%, 10%, or 33%, is really a slap in the face of the people that have to pay taxes and are working two and three jobs.
The panel's recommendation is based on the salaries in 18 similar-sized cities. The last salary increase for Champaign's mayor and city council were approved in 2006 and went into effect in 2009. Champaign's public and the city council are both praising the job of Police Chief Anthony Cobb after half a year in office. Those comments came in last night's council update on policing strategies. The police department has lost a number of staff due to attrition after an 18-month hiring freeze. Cobb says he's hired three officers the past 3 weeks, but many other new hires will require a year's training through the University of Illinois.
Police Training Institute just opened back up. We have officers in that class. The next class is not offered to January, so I could look at other service academy there, but there's a lot of cost that would be associated with that, and it would be contrary to what we're trying to do. It would be inconsistent training with what the organization is accustomed to. PTI is where we've trained our officers at for several decades, and we don't want to transition away from that.
Council members praised the department's continued backing of neighborhood programs and the restoring of initiatives like bike patrols in the campus town area. After being hired in March, Cobb says one of his first changes was ramping up the officer complaint process so that he would see a copy of it the next business day and that it's on his radar at the onset. He says the city is also holding dialogue with community groups to help examine the way complaints are handled. Even community activist Martel Miller, a frequent critic of city police, says people notice a change in the department. There was no mention at last night's Champaign City Council meeting of the early Sunday morning shooting involving a Champaign police officer. A suspect was hospitalized with injuries in the shooting. Police Chief Cobb says he plans an update soon on the shooting, but at this time he has not provided an update on the man's condition or said whether shots were fired at police. A Democratic legislator is seeking an ethics investigation into Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels' new job as president of Purdue University. State Representative Charlie Brown of Gary, Indiana, argues that Daniels violated state ethics rules when he used a state government email list to respond to stories about $380,000 in renovations being done on the Purdue's president's office. Brown also asked Inspector General David Thomas to reconsider an opinion clearing the Republican governor to lobby state lawmakers as soon as he takes over at Purdue in January. Thomas is a Daniels appointee who decided that a one-year cooling-off period would not apply to Daniels. Daniels' office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Daniels asked Purdue officials last week to halt the president's office renovations following media reports about the project. Leaders of the Union for Striking Chicago Teachers are meeting to review a new proposal from school board negotiators. This is the third day of the strike, and there are no signs that a deal might be close. Among the biggest remaining issues are a new teacher evaluation system and a process for deciding which laid-off teachers can be rehired. Oak Brook-based McDonald's is adding something to its menu, calorie counts. The world's biggest hamburger chain says it will post calorie information on restaurant and drive-through menus nationwide starting Monday. The move comes ahead of a regulation that could require major chains to post the information as early as next year. The president of McDonald's USA said the company wants to take the step voluntarily. The decision to post calorie information follows the Supreme Court's decision this summer upholding President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, which includes a regulation that would require restaurant chains with more than 20 locations to post calorie information. The timetable for carrying out that requirement has yet to be worked out. McDonald's is also testing some new menu items. A large solar farm in Rockford is slated to go online by the end of the month. The Rockford Register Star reports about 2,700 of the 10,500 panels were installed last week as part of the project's first phase. The solar farm is just south of Chicago-Rockford International Airport and is being developed by Rockford Solar Partners. The developers hope the solar farm eventually will produce at least 62 megawatts of power. The Citizens Utility Board says that's enough to power at least 50,000 homes. The developers say they are a couple of weeks away from delivering electricity to the grid. A serial bank robber wanted in Illinois, Missouri, and several other states has struck again, this time in Pennsylvania. The FBI says video from a bank in Erie shows the man they've dubbed the Bucket List Bandit. Agents hung the nickname on the man after he told a Utah bank teller he had only 4 months left to live. And Illinois blues man Buddy Guy and Indiana native David Letterman are among seven people receiving the 2012 Kennedy Center Honors. Guy, the famed Chicago-based musician, and Letterman, the one-time Indianapolis weatherman and stand-up comic-turned-late-night staple, will be saluted in December, along with actor Dustin Hoffman, rock band Led Zeppelin, and ballerina Natalia Makarova. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.